Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 12, 2026. Three frontier labs, xAI, OpenAI, and Meta, all dropped major model releases within 48 hours of each other, and a 20-year tech journalist is calling it announcement fatigue. That tells you something about where the industry is right now.
It really does. When a veteran reporter covering launches for two decades starts using that phrase, the price war story almost writes itself. Let's get into it, but first we've got some developer tooling news that's worth your attention.
Kicking things off, Microsoft has launched a public preview of its agent framework for Go. Go already powers Kubernetes, Docker, and Terraform, so bringing first-party AI agent tooling to that language is a pretty deliberate move toward enterprise infrastructure teams. Notably, Google has also backed Go for Agents, while OpenAI and Anthropic haven't made moves there yet.
That gap is interesting. If Go is the language that enterprise cloud infrastructure is actually written in, being late to that ecosystem could matter more than it looks right now.
Right alongside that, Google Labs released a TypeScript library called Stitch Skills. It's a collection of agent skills and plugins that follow the Open Agent Skills standard. The headline is that it works across Codex, Gemini CLI, Claude Code, and Cursor, so it's deliberately cross-agent compatible. It hit nearly 550 GitHub stars in a week.
The interoperability angle is the thing to watch there. A shared toolbox across assistants is exactly what prevents the ecosystem from splintering into a bunch of incompatible silos.
And one more quick developer tip making the rounds. People building with Claude Code are finding that prompting with HTML instead of Markdown produces noticeably richer, more visual outputs. It's a small format change, but practitioners are calling it a workflow staple.
I love that kind of low-friction finding. You don't need a new model, you just need to know what format to ask in. Shifting over to infrastructure for a second, there's a short but useful list circulating of LLM-friendly SaaS platforms. The names coming up repeatedly are Resend, Cloudflare via Wrangler, 11labs, WorkOS, and PlanetScale. The shared quality is that they work with AI coding agents without requiring custom scaffolding.
It's an informal signal, but practically it's really useful if you're assembling an AI-native stack right now. Knowing which tools don't fight you on integration is genuinely valuable.
Jumping over to research, and this one has some dual-use implications. A project called PentageAI just landed on GitHub trending with nearly 1,800 stars in a single week. It's an open-source, Go-based autonomous AI agent built specifically for end-to-end penetration testing workflows.
The Go connection again, which is interesting given the Microsoft story. But the bigger flag here is autonomous offensive security tooling going open source. The capability barrier for security assessments just dropped, and so did the barrier for misuse.
On the application side, Confluent's 2026 data streaming report has a number worth sitting with. Only 32% of organizations actually have agentic AI running in production. Two-thirds of respondents point to data infrastructure and data quality as the primary blockers, with real-time multi-source data parsing and a skills shortage both compounding the problem.
This matches what a lot of practitioners are quietly saying. Models look great in controlled DMOS, and then you plug them into real production data environments and things fall apart fast.
The report's framing is pretty clear. This is a data engineering problem, not a model problem. Better models alone won't close that gap.
Now to the industry story we teased at the top. In the span of 48 hours, xAI dropped Grok 4.5, OpenAI released GPT, and Meta launched its first paid model. Each was framed as a frontier moment, but the common thread across all three was doing similar work for fewer tokens at lower cost. A journalist with 20 years of launch coverage used the phrase marketing treadmill.
When price compression is the only argument every lab is making simultaneously, that's commoditization accelerating faster than capability differentiation. That's a meaningful shift in how this industry competes.
And wrapping up with something that connects to that agent story, GitLab's latest survey finds 85% of engineering teams now list code review as their top bottleneck. The culprit is AI coding, agents multiplying PR volume with changes that carry no lasting context. The deeper issue is that the informal merge contract, the implicit reliability guarantee when you commit to main, was never formally defined, because it never had to be when humans wrote code at human speed.
That vagueness is now structural debt. Teams that don't define merge standards before agents dominate their pipelines are essentially building on undocumented foundations, and that's going to surface in outages, not code reviews.
That's the show for July 12th. Stay grounded in the fundamentals, because the announcements will keep coming whether or not the foundations are ready.